This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so this shiur is going to be accompanied by a musical accompaniment. Sing along if you want to. I hope it doesn't distract too much. So like I said, we're going to have a short parasha shiur, a bit shorter than normal, and then later we'll have the Purim topic. There is a very interesting chinuch in this week's parasha, which primarily deals with the big day kahuna. Parashat Tetzaveh deals with all the clothes of the regular kohen and the kohen gadol. And there is a fascinating chinuch which is worth exploring. Take a look at the first box. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. Says the chinuch in mitzvah number tzadi test, mitzvah number 99. The chinuch, of course, wrote, he enumerated 613 mitzvahs. It was a bar mitzvah present to his son. And he said, you're coming of age, you're becoming a bar mitzvah. Let me tell you what it means to become a bar mitzvah. And he listed what the 613 mitzvahs are, and he explained the details of each. And then he gave a rationale, a svara, some background to each of the mitzvahs. Mishar Sheha Mitzvah, he always famously says. Says the chinuch in mitzvah, in Parashat Tetzaveh, mitzvah tzadites, the mitzvah of levishas big day kahuna, to wear the big day kohen. The kohanim are commanded to wear special clothes, ligdula, for covet, for grandeur and for honor, for oz yavdu b'migdash, and then they can serve in the migdash. Now, next paragraph, mishar sheha mitzvah. The chinuch always says mishar sheha mitzvah. He doesn't say shorish ha mitzvah. The root of the reason, the rationale is, but mishar sheha mitzvah of the roots, because he doesn't know exactly why Kodesh Baruch Hu gave all the mitzvahs. But it's conjecture. Perhaps this is the reason. Mishar sheha mitzvah, hayesoid hakavu alonu, the foundational idea that we have, is ki ha'odom nifal lefi pu'uloisov, that a person is conditioned by his actions. Now this is fascinating. There are two schools of thought in psychology. One is the sort of the, I'm not an expert, but I understand that the Freudian school of thought is that you go down to the root of the problem and you sort of backtrack and then you try and fix the roots. That's one area of psychology. The other is CBT, where you actually, cognitive behavioral therapy, where you actually work on the actions and that will sort of fix things up. That will sort of, you work from the outward in. Says the chinuch, the second, CBT. A person is very much conditioned by the way he behaves. And then your thoughts, your intentions will actually follow that. Sometimes I see a guy in the Beis HaMedrash who's he's sitting in a lethargic, laid-back way, can't be bothered. He's too tired. So I tell him, sit up, start shockling, start pumping the table, and that will generate the neshama to start moving. That's what he's saying here. A person is therefore, when he's serving in the Beis HaMikdash, he's got to be very focused on what his job, what his avodah is. Therefore, he needs to wear the uniform. So the whole purpose of Big Day Kahuna is to sort of set the tone for the avodah which he's embarking on. Because he will constantly remember that he's wearing Big Day Kahuna. Miyad Yenitzko Misera Beliboy, he will constantly remind himself, Lifnei Mihu Oved, who is he serving? He's in the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'oz Ke'en Tefillin Shenitztavu HaKol Oniach B'Ksas HaGuf Sheyeh Lezikoren Machsheves Hechsha Machsheves HaKosha. A person wears Tefillin. So that's a constant reminder that he's sort of in communion with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And true, the Kohanim wore tefillin as well above their Big Day Kohuna, with their Big Day Kohuna, not on the Shel Yad because it would be a Chatzitza, but they wore the Shel Rosh. They needed both. They needed tefillin and they needed Big Day Kohuna. They wore a Ketonis. The Ketonis is that long robe that went down the whole length of the body of the Kohen to his heels. And the sleeves went all the way down to the end of his arm. The mitznefes, the hat, the turban that he wore, is massive. It's 16 amah. Now 16 Amma is from here to the door there. It's a long way. Now if you take that and you put a material and you start wrapping, you're going to have a very, very heavy turban. That's why. If you're wearing a very heavy turban on your head, you're not going to forget you're wearing it. For ha'avnet, and the belt that he's wearing is twice as long. Shechege b'mosnov or k'lamed beisam. It's 32 amas long. So that's probably the length of the entire shawl. So he's got that material just wrapped around his waist. That's heavy. Makifa machzir al kol guf. It's going round and round his body. Krach al krach. The nimsa shemargish by b'chol eis b'zroisov. He's feeling it. Because he's got to be cognizant that I'm in the palace of the king and I've got to behave in a certain way. etc. So you see from this chinuch, the idea of Big Day Kahuna is to remind the Kohen that he is serving in the Beis HaMikdash and that the outer manifestations of his being will actually trigger the inner feelings that are necessary, which is a fascinating concept. Now that, by the way, is a very interesting discussion in terms of dress generally. You know, the concept of do you have uniform, not uniform, that sort of question. This seems to suggest you dress smart, you act smart. So in school, you know, we've put a lot of emphasis on having a good uniform policy. And in sixth form, they've got to wear suits or jackets and button-down shirts. And if you come in jeans and a t-shirt, then you'll behave like you're wearing jeans and a t-shirt. You dress smart, you'll act smart. The Kohen is living in an exalted realm, and therefore his clothing has got to reflect that. Rabbi Yaakov Bender's got a lovely sefer on Chumash. And in the sefer, he mentions two anecdotes. One anecdote is that he was berated once by Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky. Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky is one of the great Rosh Shivas of our time in America. And he met Rabbi Yaakov Bender at one of the Agudah conventions. And Rabbi Yaakov Bender says that before he even said Shalom Aleichem to him, he said, Rav Bender, why aren't you wearing a frock? The Rosh Shiva's frock, the long jacket. You are a Rosh Shiva. You need to dress like a Rosh Shiva. And Rav Bender resisted it. He wanted to wear the short jacket. He didn't want to wear the rabbinical garb, the Rosh Shiva's garb. And Rav Kamenetsky said, it's not about you. You are in a position of a Rosh Shiva, and therefore you need to dress that way. It's considered a dignified clothing for your role. Another time, Rav Bender said, he was once on a plane from America to Eretz Israel. So that he had a 24-hour visit to Israel, an emergency trip. And he said, you've done those trips sometimes before. You go, and from America, it's even worse. From England, it's one thing. But to go from America, it's an 11-hour flight, and you're flying all the way to Israel. You're there for a few hours, and then you fly back. He, on the way back, he looked a bit worse for wear. And the white shirt that he was wearing when he was sitting in his seat was a bit crumpled. It wasn't as fresh as it was when he put it on. And he met Rav Meir Zlotowitz. Rav Meir Zlotowitz was the great founder of Art Scroll. And he was a very precise, organized person. You read the biography, you get a feel for the person. He went over to Rav Bender, and he said, and he gave him Musa because it came from a place of love. And he said to him, you can't wear a shirt which is so crumpled. Yes, maybe you've been on a plane a lot in the last 36 hours, you've most been on a plane, but you represent a yeshiva, you represent Torah. And therefore, to wear a shirt that is crumpled is the bizayon for Torah. And he said, let me give you an etzah. There's something called non-iron shirts. And he explained to him what they are and how they would wear better. And since then, Rav Bender says he only gets these non-iron shirts and therefore his presentation is better. But the point is, it's lekavod l'tiferes. In the same way that the Kohen has got to look the part, because that will trigger the inner feelings, you dress smart, you look smart, you act smart, you think smart. Well, so too, not just for the Kohen, but so too for all of us. And to reiterate this message in our homes, in our schools, it's a very important message. Okay, one other idea, and that is a very interesting message of the Me'il. The Me'il, again, is that long robe that the Kohen Gadol wears. Says the Pasuk in this week's Sedra, Pa'amoin Zohov V'rimoin. Paragraph 2, the first box. Pa'amoin Zohov V'rimoin. It has on the bottom, the base of the robe, it has a Pa'amoin, a bell, Zohov, of gold bell, V'rimoin, and a pomegranate. Parmenzov of the Rimay. So if you see the picture books, you'll see these little bells, and then a pomegranate, it's a bell, a pomegranate. Why a bell? You can't sneak in and out quietly. You've got like an alarm clock every time you're moving. Al-Shuliha Milsoviv, around the border, the hem of the robe. For Hoyal Aaron Lasharis, for Nishma Koyloi Bevoyal Akkadesh Lifne Hashem Utsvo, sorry, Veloyomus. So you can hear it, you can hear him coming. What is the purpose of that? Why have you got to hear the Kohen Gadol as he moves around the Beis HaMikdash? So the Bechar Shor says something very interesting. V'nishma koylei b'voye v'lo yovo lifnei lefonai k'ganav b'machteres. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you shouldn't creep around like a thief in a tunnel, tunneling into a house. V'mikan lomadnu derech eretz. And from here we learn some derech eretz, some proper behavior. Don't go into somebody's house or somebody's room suddenly. Maybe he's doing something private, he's talking about a private conversation. In other words, before you go into somebody's house or someone's room, knock first. Just derech eretz. The message of the Me'il is that the Kohen Gadol has to sort of have a sound system, a warning system, that people know he's coming and going. Which is a fascinating thing. Now look at this. The Gemara says in Pesachim, look at the next box, Tana Rabbanon, Shiva Devarim Tziva Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yeshua Benoi. Rabbi Akiva instructed his son, Rabbi Yeshua, seven things. Bona, he said to him, one of those seven things is, Al Tikonis Lebeis Chopitoim. Don't go into your home, your own home. You're the Balabos. But don't go into your own home suddenly. Kol shekein lebeis chavercha, and certainly your friend's home. Now the Medrash, is a Medrash in Vayikra Rabba, which is the next box, he expands on this. Listen to this. Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinoi and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai holchu limud teretz Rabbi Akiva. They both went to learn Torah with Rabbi Akiva in Bnei Brak, shehoyu shom shloshes reishona, for 13 years. Rabbi Chanina lo yhav shalach v'yod ma'begav beisei. And the Gemara and the Medrash says, Rabbi Chanania, didn't know exactly what was going on in his home. Yeah, the email was down. They didn't know. They weren't speaking. It was, say, 13 years he was away from home, and he had lost track of where everyone was up to. Shalchalo Yishto, his wife, sent a message to him. Your daughter is now of age where she needs to start finding a husband, to start shidduchim, come home and find her a wife, find her a husband. Basically, he went home. But he hadn't been home for 13 years. Nichnas acharei pitoim, and he came into the house suddenly without any forewarning. His wife was so shocked to see him that her soul left her. She expired. This poor lady who's given up so much to allow me to go away to learn Torah, the Rebbe Kiva, for 13 years, this is her reward. She's waiting me for 13 years. But her soul came back to her body. That's what the Medrash says. Omer Rav Shimon Yochai, continuing the Medrash, it's a very interesting lashon. Says Rav Shimon Yochai, there are four things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu detests, and I don't like them so much either. Yeah, it's an interesting lashon. So he says a couple of things. One of them, Homer Dvarim Lebeinu Lebein Ishto, but Fahesia, things which are said privately between a husband and a wife, those things that to say them publicly is wrong. Fahanichnes Lebeiso Pitoim, and then he takes our thing. To come into your house suddenly, Vein Tzorech Lom Lesoich Beiso Shechaveiro. That's the message. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan Kalavasolik Limisham Shalmeid Rabbi Chanina have a Mvabeya Ashum Venishma Kodan. Again, he wanted to go into his house. He would make a bit of a noise outside to let him know he's coming. So we go through these parshas of the Big Day Kuna. You think, Parshas Tetzaveh, what's it got to do with us? There are lots of messages. And one of the messages is that the Me'il, we learned Derech Eretz. There was like a sound system on the bottom, on the hem of his clothes, so that they had no way he's going. That when a person walks into the house, walks into a room, you knock on the door, you don't just go in. Derech Eretz is Kodma LaTorah. Interesting, Rav Moshe Feinstein, one time a Talmud of his took leave of him at the end of his month. He was going back to Chutz Laretz, was going back to his home for Ben Azman. And he came to took leave of Rav Moshe and he asked him, can you give me some eitzah how I should conduct myself during Ben Azman? So Rav Moshe said to him, I'll tell you what you need to do. He says, where are you davening? Such and such a place. He says in Talmud, they daven Mincha Marv there together, yeah? And they have a little shir between Mincha Marv, yeah? My instruction to you is that when you go home for Bein Azmanim and you go to that shul, the temptation of a yeshiva bocher is to sit and learn at the back between Mincha Marv, whilst the Rav is giving the shir at the front. You sit at the front of the shul, put your sefer down, close it, and listen attentively to the Rav. Because your job is to raise the prestige of the Rav in your shul. If you sit at the back learning your sefer, you're belittling the Rav. He'll feel offended, and he'll be belittled in the eyes of his mispalvin. Sit at the front, and you're a yeshiva bach who's been learning, and you're listening, and that will raise his prestige in the Rav's own eyes, and in the eyes of his mispalvin. Derech Eretz. Remarkable. So there we have two interesting ideas on this week's parasha, Lekovda L'Tiforos. The Kohen lived in this exalted realm, and therefore his clothing reflects that and helps him prepare for that lofty job that he has. And so too with us. We need to dress smart and therefore act and think smart as well. And the Derech Eretz from the Me'il, not to sort of just suddenly go into your own house or someone else's house or even a room without knocking first, that's a simon of Derech Eretz.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.